Okay, let's see. Did you that noise?
Yeah, sure, I heard that noise.
Okay, and alrighty. If I asked you if you know a person, you might say no, but I've
heard of them.
Heard of them, okay. If a friend came back to town and another friend came visiting him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no,
I would like to see him, but I haven't came in contact with him yet.
Okay, fine and dandy. If I asked you, let's see. This is crazy, isn't it? Okay, if you really drank a lot of coffee during the day, and I said, do you drink coffee much? You'd say,
oh yes, I love my coffee. I have coffee 3 or 4 times a day.
All righty.
And a lot of times at night, I get up and make a pot of coffee.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, when we was at the station, when I was working, the fireman had a pot of coffee 24 hours a day. You know, a lot of times we'd go out on a call, maybe we'd get wet, or maybe it would be a cold night. And a good cup of coffee sure did help when you was fighting a fire.
I bet it did. Just a close to home flavor or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, where's the building where you store corn?
That's called a corn crib.
Alrighty. How about the place where you store grain?
Well, a place where you store grain and a place where you store corn is almost the same, because corn is a grain. And you could call it a wheat crib or you could call it a corn crib. Just depends on the type of grain you got.
Have you ever heard of like a granary?
A granary?
Uh-huh.
Sure. A granary, you might have several different kinds of grain in that building.
You know, it's funny, but I never thought of corn as being, I mean, I know corn's a grain, but then to put it in, I think of corn cobs.
Yeah,
more
well,
than little pieces of
granddad, corn. When granddad gathered the corn crops every year, he'd just throw it in what he called a crib on with the shuck on the corn.
Uh-huh.
And then that was, of course, after it had cured. The corn, the shuck and the corn was dry. And then through the winter, he would shuck the corn and leave the, if he wanted to shell some corn, he'd have a different big pail there where he'd have a pail of shelled corn. Or a lot of times he would feed the mules with the corn on the cob.
Gee whiz, well what kind of corn did y'all have? Did you have
the
shelled corn, or?
We had, we got the corn after it had gone to the mill. In other words, Granddad, if we want corn meal, he would carry it to the old mill and have it ground into corn meal. And that was real corn meal, and that was real corn bread when you made it.
Oh.
Another,
what are some other things you made from the corn bread? Corn meal.
From the corn meal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's corn syrup made from it. Some people make syrup from corn meal and corn.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a lot of people today, if they go to the store and buy a corn syrup,